Would you be okay paying more for something than someone else, than your neighbor, say, based on how much expendable income you each have? 92925 to text us. Good morning. It's Nikki in the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. So I had never seen this before, but there's a spin studio in Griffintown that I love. They just opened back up. Okay. So we're actually allowed to go to a spin class.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Been needing a good sweat in a spin class. And so they actually have a sliding scale when it comes to rates for their classes. I think they do yoga as well and some bar classes maybe.
So, and so the rates are based on?
Based on your expendable income. Okay. So I online the other day, I went to go and book a class because obviously you have to be so careful when you're booking these things and you have to book your bike and only a certain amount of people can be in a class at one time.
That's a whole ordeal.
So the lowest amount, the lowest rate is $18. And they said that this rate is intended for people with limited access to financial resources. Okay. And the rate helps contribute to the teacher for their time. So they tell you what you're paying for as well.
Okay.
For these spin classes. The next is a $24 class. Spin classes aren't cheap. We know this, right?
Okay, I was going to say 18 is like on the higher end for what I was thinking of.
No, spin classes are expensive in general.
Okay.
$24. $24, this level is intended for people who are employed but have limited expendable income. Purchasing at this rate ensures that the teacher's fee is covered. So you're completely paying for the teacher's fee if you pay the $24. And then they have the abundant class rate. This is our regularly priced class. It's intended for those who are not in any financial stress, who have expendable income. And if you purchase at this rate, you're ensuring that others have access to classes at reduced rate, at the reduced rate, basically.
So you're compensating for those that are paying the $18 so that...
Yeah.
So that their costs are covered.
I mean, the studio is covering some costs as well, but they're basically saying if you pay the full-time rate, that allows us to have subsidized rates for people who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford to come to a spin class.
And is there any way that they screen you, like that they can verify what your income is, what if you're employed or not, before you sign up?
I don't think that's how it works. I think it is the honor system. Yes. I think you're just doing it 100% based on goodwill and morals and assuming that people have ethics. And it's the same class. Let's keep in mind, you're going to the same class.
It's a noble idea. I like the idea, but it just sounds like a flawed business model because you're almost guaranteed to have people take advantage of that skewed like bracket system. I mean, what's preventing someone from deciding today, you know what? I'm going to save myself the extra $4 or $6 because I want to get a latte after class and no one's going to know about it. I mean, aren't you asking for people to take advantage of you?
Well, you're a bad person if you do that.
This is human nature.
I think I knew you'd hate this. But I think it's kind of the idea. I think it's when businesses like courageously do things like this. I think it's the idea of building a world that we would like to live in. There are a lot of things we do now in the society that we live in that when you think about it, it's pretty wild that we follow the rules and do what is right. You know, we have a lot of opportunities to mess that up throughout our days. I think of it every time I stop at a red light and most of the vehicles also stop at red lights around me in Montreal. But you know what I mean? We do it because it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
And there are many different examples of that, maybe when our safety is or is not. an issue. Exactly. So I think it's very courageous of businesses to go ahead and try this, saying, you know, this is the world that we want to live in. And you're absolutely right. There could be somebody making $80,000 a year who has plenty of expendable income, who is going to go in there and say, I'm only going to pay the $18 fee because why would I pay more?
Yeah,
but that's part of it.
On a big scale, I just don't see it working. Like, I would love to see these initiatives in the grocery stores, you know, or at car dealerships. Like, hey, like, you know.
Car dealership. Sam. Something. You of all people are going to be okay with somebody getting a cheaper car than you, the exact same vehicle.
That's why I always buy my cars used, but that's besides the point. But, I mean, generally speaking, there are a lot of people that have more than enough and people that are struggling. And so, I mean, yeah, it's a nice initiative for spin classes, but maybe we need to see more of this just in other facets of our society.
Kim, what do you think?
I think there's going to be at least one person that pays that higher rate and makes it worthwhile for everybody else.
Yes.
There's going to be one good, decent human being.
I'm going to pay the higher rate.
See, there you go.
Absolutely. I'm going to pay the highest rate. I was thinking of it. I'm employed. I didn't lose my job during the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, I'm going to pay the $28.
I think you'd have people taking advantage.
Yeah.
I would probably take advantage if it was a car dealership.
Yeah.
But a local spin studio? No. I mean,
you wouldn't take advantage in that case.
Local? No.
But the idea is that eventually we don't take advantage. You know, the conversation comes up now about tampons and pads being free in public restrooms, which I believe that they should be.
Right.
They're essential, right?
Yeah.
right? Yeah. And the biggest argument people have, normally men, will say people are going to steal them. They're going to take them home. And maybe that mm-hmm. will happen. And you know what? The same could happen with the toilet paper. We get toilet yep. paper for free, mm-hmm. you know? So I think this, it's weird for us to see this, yeah. but I think this could be the beginning of like a really beautiful trend where people do actually do what's right.
I hope so. But can we all agree that $28 for a spin class is still too expensive?
No, that's it. They're expensive. They change your soul. It's like gets in your soul. I can't explain to you.
Working on
especially
you.
This one element. And they're amazing there, and the teachers are amazing. It's nice. Worth it. Think about what you spend. How much you spend on beer on a weekend?
More than that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What do you think? So let's take a poll. Do you think this would work?
Sure.
Do you agree with it? You can text us at 92925. We're going to see what most Montrealers have to say coming up in just a few. Ed Sheeran on the way as well after Cool. What do you think of a sliding scale when it comes to making certain purchases? So somebody who makes less than you may pay less than you for a service or a product. And if they make more, they may pay more than you for a service or a product. 92925 to text us. Good Thursday morning. It's 7:15 right now with Nikki and the Morning Show with Sam and Mark and Kim. 13 degrees right now. Clouds, a chance of some showers, and a high of 20 for today. So I said that this is the first time I've seen it. This is the first time I've had to decide whether I want to partake in this or not. And I have decided to. I actually really like the idea. It's a spin studio in Griffintown called Element, and they have a sliding scale. You can pay either $18 or $24 or $28 per class, depending on how much expendable income you have.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, on a small scale, the idea could work. But really, when you leave your business model up to people's honesty and discretion, I mean, don't be surprised when your numbers are all skewed.
You don't know if that's going to be the case.
I don't know.
Just always looking on the bright side.
I mean, you hear of yoga classes, for instance, that will do classes for those who maybe can't afford membership.
Yeah.
For community classes, they're often
yeah.
called on the weekends. And it's a $5 thing. And so the people who wouldn't normally be able to afford these classes mm-hmm. do have access to them. But this is like their everyday business model, right? This is what...
Yeah, this is their everyday business model. And this is a different community than you're like a part of too. Like you mm-hmm. have to think about the type of people who may be frequenting these. It's
right.
not, you know,
right.
it's a different type of person, I'd say. But we're getting right. a lot of interesting texts.
We are. Someone said, just because I can afford the higher rate doesn't mean I necessarily want to. Someone else made a really good point. I would help by paying more, but would probably regret it if I know someone paying less and spinning with designer clothes.
That's the part you have to be okay with. Like that.
Right.
That's true, is that your idea of somebody's of expendable income may be different than somebody else's idea of expendable
right.
income.
And it's all anonymous. You don't know who's paid what in the class, but, you know, surely your eyes are going to be going around thinking to yourself, oh, you're like wondering what everyone paid, right?
But it's like, have you ever loaned money to a friend only to go see them spend money on something and you're thinking, how did you afford
yeah.
it? But you have to let those, like, this has to be just based on, like, good karma and honesty. You have to let those things go or you'll go crazy.
Which is a bit of a gamble from a business standpoint.
I know, but we'll go back to the toilet paper thing. You're not going into the into the bathroom being like, somebody may have taken this toilet paper and it's really pissing me off. You know, like you have to let it. People can make poor decisions and people can take advantage of systems everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's always been the case.
Totally.
And they often are, right? We've
oh, yeah.
seen that be true, too.
Yep.
All right, Tiffany, what do you think? Good morning.
The idea, I know it's not good, but the idea came to me that maybe the base rate is really the real rate and they're trying to tug on people's heartstrings to get them to pay more when really they
Ooh.
Don't need them to pay more for their business model.
Oh, my
sneaky,
gosh.
Sneaky.
Why does your mind go there so quickly? I'm kidding. It's not. Though it's spin classes are at least $25 pretty much everywhere you go.
Oh yeah.
So I know it sounds crazy, but $18 is actually really cheap for a spin class.
So then if it's a good Samaritan thing, I guess it's a good thing, and if people will do it, then good for them.
Okay, which one would you pay?
I would probably pay the intermediate one.
Okay, halfway.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's good.
Yeah.
As long as we're honest about like what we can afford, I think that's the important thing.
But no one will ever know. That's the thing.
Karma will.
Yeah, karma will. I wouldn't say I've got money to burn, but I wouldn't want to take advantage of the system either.
Exactly. Thanks so much for chatting with us. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
Oh, yeah. The karma is real. This text actually says, I don't agree with the sliding rate according to income. Lots of people have low income for different reasons. I am a person that has a low income, but I can live on it. And they say they don't waste money on alcohol, cigarettes, weed, whatever. There's a difference between struggling and doing everything you can or struggling because you're just being stupid. I don't think someone should be rewarded for that. This kind of class is certainly not something essential. No, interesting.
And you know what? I can kind of relate to that because I'm what you would call house broke, you know? So if you saw where I live right now, you'd think, oh, yeah, this guy's doing well for himself. I have no money in the bank. Yeah. I could not afford to pay $28 for anything right now.
Okay. Well, you did on beer last weekend.
But this is essential services.
A lot of people agree with that. Spin class is so fun, though. A lot of people agreeing with you, though. This text says they'd have to pay me to do spinning. All right. Thanks for texting along. 719 Shawn Mendes on the way for you. Plus, we're about to call another name with the Beats payroll payout. So we are about to pay you, okay?
Yes.
$50 an hour. That's two spin classes an hour that you can afford, pretty much. You want to get in on it? Text your full name right now in the word payout.